Please be seated. This Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, is the Sunday where we celebrate... my notes just left. We celebrate the joy of getting ourselves prepared for Jesus alive within our hearts. For the season of Advent is a time in which we are preparing. We are preparing to welcome Jesus. Where do we welcome Jesus? Metaphorically, in a manger, in a crib, but truthfully in our hearts. Coming as a child to develop within us over the year to become more Christ-like every day as we live our lives. And that hopefully year after year after year, this Christ-likeness, like wisdom, will grow within us. And we will be examples to the world of the living message of God in Christ, that God is in us. It's this whole idea of rejoicing. And today, the third Sunday, we've given gifts, we've blessed the gifts for those who are without. We've taken what John the Baptizer was saying seriously. We have shared what we have for those who have not. And we as a nation this week have lived that further, for we've started welcoming in the refugees from Syria. We're giving to them who have nothing from what we have, because we have been blessed by God. We have peace, and we have abundant resources. And so we are living in that as a nation, and we're going to be doing more of that. And even though it's a stretch and some of us feel a little uncertain about all of it, it's still the way that God is calling us. But on this Sunday in which we are rejoicing, I have more to rejoice about. For we are rejoicing the fact that we as human beings are finally waking up and getting serious about climate change and getting serious about trying to preserve the planet, our island home, for not just ourselves, not just our children, not just our grandchildren, but our great-great-grandchildren yet to be born. That we took a step this week in Paris. It's going to be a bumpy, difficult road, but we were saying we are going to be changing some of our ways, that we can no longer keep burning up the planet and hope to have it sustained. That we are starting to recognize that we are co-inheritors of the earth from God, but we also are stewards to treasure and look after the planet we have. That is rejoicing. And in this season of Advent, we've been looking at the sense that God is not external from us, but that God is within us. That God is within each of us, and that God is within us all as we meet together as community. And not just us, but all the people of creation who are wise enough to see that we carry the creation within us. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the fact that we are from the earth. That when we work with the earth, when we're planting, it's not dirty, it's not something to be thrown away, but it's something to be highly regarded, to be treasured, and to recognize that God is within the earth. Last week we looked at God within water, that the resource of water is a gift from God to us that we are to treasure, that we are to be careful stewards of, and that we are to recognize that God is in the midst of that water. And we are water people. We're born in the sea of our mother's womb, and we come out as water people. Today I want us to think about rejoicing in the sense that we are people of the sky. We are people of the sky. Now, I don't know how many of you know, I know our friends from the creek get lots of ample time to see the sky on a clear night, and you don't get a lot of light pollution out there. It's really dark. And especially when the power goes off. But you get a chance to see the Big Dipper, to see the Northern Star, to see the Northern Lights. You get a chance to experience the sky. When I was a boy living on the farm in Quebec, That's my first experience, was lying out on the grass in the summertime and looking up at all the layers and layers and layers of the stars in the Milky Way. What a wonderful experience it was. I used to look forward to clear nights. And even when it was really cold, you know, you walk home from school, I would do the chores, and then after the chores, it would be crunchy cold, you know, and I'd be dressed for it, and I would just go out. I didn't know to call them snow angels at that time, but I would just flop in the snow and look up at the sky and enjoy it and feel a connection to it all. And it was a joyful thing, especially around Christmas time. Many of us probably have those kinds of experiences. And over the generations in the scripture, it tells us about God being in the heavens. And that God is in the heavens, and that the air we breathe, we're breathing in the air of God. And that, I didn't know it then, but I learned it later when I became a ham radio operator, that there are five layers, electronic layers of the atmosphere around the earth. And in fact, one of the layers, all ham radio operators and AM radio and lots of other things would use, because it's like playing pool. You take your signal and you bounce it off the upper electronic layer, and then it would come back down to earth somewhere else. And it was sort of like bringing, you know, when you play pool, you hit the bumper and it takes the ball somewhere. Well, sending an electronic signal with ham radio was the same thing. And so you could skip your voice around the world. And I remember how thrilling it was for me when I finally got my license and sent out my first signal and talked to somebody. I talked to somebody in Portugal. And it was right in the middle of when we were having the fights over fishing off the East Coast. And he was kind of upset that we were not letting the Portuguese come and fish. But it was an experience. At least I was getting out beyond talking on the tin can to my neighbor. The sky contains God. God is in the heavens. God is not just up in the heavens. This is the mistake we've made for 700 years since the Black Death, that we sort of push God away from us. But we have to start to see that God is in our midst, that God is in the air we breathe, that God is there. And then the heavens are created for us. Now, I brought my bag of soil from 2 weeks ago. And you think, well, what has he got it here? Well, this soil represents also stardust. Because from dying stars, the world is bombarded with soil, dust from the universe comes to the planet every day, 60,000 tons of earth a day land on the planet Earth from the stars, from dead stars. And basically, we come from stardust. So when we think of heaven, we have to start thinking about heaven, that we are created from the heavens, that heaven is in us, and that God is in us. That from the sky, the soil, a lot of it has come to us. And that God is in us. So we have to think about, how do I use the air I breathe? And how do I work at being in a dignified way, recognizing the divinity of the air? How do I rejoice in the air I use? We have to stop taking it for granted. We have to stop indiscriminately polluting the air. We're polluting the realm of God. The climate change accord that was signed this week in Paris, I think will go a long way towards that. It will be adjustments for us as human beings. But I hope in the midst of that adjustment, we'll start to recognize the divinity of the air we breathe. So it's not just the water we drink and the soil we work in and walk on, but it's the air we breathe. There is the presence of God. That the divine breath of God is in the air. Theologically, the Holy Spirit often was seen as the ruach, the wind of the Spirit, where it comes and goes, and we don't know where it comes and goes from, but it's there. We have to start recognizing that, treasuring it, and knowing that it's a blessing from God. So what do we do with this knowledge of being joyful about the air and seeing that God is in the midst of the air we breathe? We have to become more conscious of what we do with the air. Become more conscious about where and how we light fires. To not go just burning stuff up indiscriminately. You know, when I was a boy, we didn't think anything of a burning tire. We wanted to have a big party. When I was a teenager, we'd get wood, couldn't get it to light. Oh, we'll just get one of the old tires. Boom, burn it up, and there was this black smoke coming out. I would no more do that today than fly. We're learning more about the air and learning more about treasuring the air we breathe. And so today, as we celebrate the joyfulness of the air and that God is in the air we breathe, I invite us as Christian people to become more conscious, to talk to our friends about the use of the air, to understand more that we are stardust. You know, some of us are old enough to remember the song, "We Are Stardust." Now, I'm not going to sing it for you. It'll all turn off your radios. But we are stardust. And we are a part of the universe. God is in us. And we are together connected as a community. So I pray that as we receive the sacrament, we have a new awareness of our own role that we play, that God is in the air we breathe. May God's blessing be with us, that we all across the planet get to breathe good, clean air. And if you want a reminder of how important that is, think about what's going on in China, where they're actually closing schools, closing cities, closing industries, people walking around with masks on. Those of you who've been to China tell me that it's unbelievable. You can sort of cut the air with a knife. Hopefully after this week, things are going to change. And to me, as we are, as a planet, starting to wake up, it's a moment of rejoicing on this, the third Sunday of Advent. May God bless us all. Amen.